Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's 6:01. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. You could expect roads to be busy on this Friday as we get into the Labor Day holiday weekend and its related travel. Tracy Noble is the Greater Hartford AAA spokeswoman.
We are seeing a 9% increase in Labor Day travel this year compared to last year.
If you're driving to your destination, AAA says the worst time you could travel today is from 2 to 6 this afternoon. You'll likely come across some cheaper gas, too, if you're on the road. It's about $3.38 on average in Connecticut. That's down a penny in the last day and down about 42 cents from where it was last year. You'll find the cheapest gas in Tolland and New London counties. The most expensive gas in the state can be found in either Fairfield or New Haven counties. Vice President Kamala Harris defends her record in the Biden administration during a sit-down interview on CNN, the first major interview since her campaign began. Correspondent Natalie Brand reports that she also hit up the campaign trail the same day.
Before the interview aired, Harris held a rally in Savannah, Georgia, where she touched on the issue of abortion.
It is a fight for freedom, like the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
Former President Donald Trump counters her interview with some rallies of his own. Correspondent Jim Krasula's following.
Former President Donald Trump made campaign stops in the key states of Michigan and Wisconsin.
With your vote, we will defeat Comrade Kamala Harris. And we will bring back the American dream bigger, better, stronger, and just better.
Mr. Trump said that if he's elected in November, he will require the government or insurance companies to pay for IVF fertility treatments. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Governor Ned Lamont's nominating the Honorable Raheem L. Mullins to serve as the Chief Justice of the Connecticut State Supreme Court. In addition to serving as a justice on the state's highest court, the position as Chief Justice is responsible for serving as the head of the judicial branch of state government and overseeing the administration of the state's courts. Justice Mullins is currently an associate justice of the Connecticut Supreme Court, where he's been serving since November 1st of 2017. At the time he took the oath of office, he became the youngest person to ever serve on the Supreme Court. During his tenure on the court, he's participated in over 150 cases and authored approximately 70 majority opinions. The Office of the Governor is forwarding Justice Mullins' nomination to the Connecticut General Assembly for their consideration in the Judiciary Committee. We've got an update on some of the emergency road projects that are underway in Connecticut. State Department of Transportation spokesman Josh Morgan says 8 roads they maintain are still closed after last week's flooding in the western half of the state. That's down from 27.
People are still going to have to be patient with us, though. However, we're looking at some areas where we had 30 or 40 foot wide bridges that were completely decimated by those floodwaters.
The same message goes for the DOT maintained Waterbury rail line that experienced several washouts. As far as the Fairfield Avenue overpass project in Norwalk, the steel support beams for the new bridge have been installed. The project is still set to be completed next spring. A tanker truck fire burned up the bridge and closed I-95 for days earlier this year. WTIC News Time 6:04.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit, hims.com/radio.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WTIC News Time is 6:06. A San Diego doctor charged as part of the investigation of the overdose death of Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty at a federal court in Los Angeles. Dr. Mark Chavez is set to appear in front of a judge today. He's agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Police in Dallas, Texas are investigating a line-of-duty death at a shootout with a suspect. Kristen Lohman is with the Dallas Police Department.
All three were taken to local hospitals. One of those officers is listed in stable condition. One officer is listed in critical condition. And one officer died from his injury.
After fleeing the scene, police say the suspect got out of the vehicle with a long gun before officers shot and killed the suspect. It's time for another edition of our WTIC anniversary series to broadcaster at 100. Tomorrow afternoon at 2, former WTIC Air One traffic reporter Mike Allen is going to be joining me to remember his days as our eye in the sky. This is the original WTIC Air One traffic sounder going into the reports. Mike helped listeners reach their destinations from 1980 until 2020. In our look back with him on his time at WTIC tomorrow, again at 2, he'll tell us about how he managed to be both a pilot and traffic reporter simultaneously. Mike's going to get into some tech talk, as he often gets asked how he could be on the radio from an airplane. And he's also going to share his thoughts on some major traffic improvements and problems as he saw and experienced during his career, and share memories of his from one of the worst crashes in Connecticut history.
The music's like out of Stranger Things.
Okay, I like this.
Or like a video game. Or a video game, right?
Right.
Or like,
yes.
Space Invaders.
Something. Dun,
dun. Very 80s.
Incredible. That's. I mean, did you have one of those challenges where there was just a lot and you had to pare it down, or was it pretty efficient?
Yeah, there's a lot that he has, you know, to talk about and to share. And we all deal with traffic every day. And his stories are very relatable.
Yeah, I mean, he must have a lot of stories. Mm. He can't do that for that long without some stuff going south.
He is just a sweetheart of a guy, too. Mike Allen is the man.
Well, you think of like all the guys that were, I mean, like an Arnold Dean too.
Yeah.
Like just a lot of like really just wonderful, warm human beings.
Warm. Yeah. Yes.
Thanks, Morgan. I look forward to it. At 7:20, we're going to talk, 7:50, we'll talk a little bit more with Morgan about the interview and so on. I mean, these, if you haven't listened to these 100 anniversary things, it's so great. It's really a dynamic place with a great legacy and history, and obviously, who knows what the next 100 years will be like, but it's like almost like a, I don't know, something to be a placeholder for historical. You know, it's a piece of history, right, Mark? I mean, Mark's in the Brump Indy or Scott Travis, but, you know, the things that Morgan's doing will sort of
stand
the
great
test
work.
Of time. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, well, one of the legendary jocks, Ross Miller, who in his later years at the station was like the station historian. He did all this work, you know, putting these scrapbooks together and stuff. And a lot of that got lost when we moved out of downtown Hartford.
Oh.
It's, I mean, he did an amazing job. And it's,
they just threw it out?
I don't know if they put it in these storage areas, which they never should have. It's too bad. If I had known, I would have taken this stuff and I would have gone to management and said, we got to find a place for this because amazing
stuff.
The
Radio Museum in Windsor would have.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, just. It's unfortunately, a lot of that stuff's been lost, which is a real shame. It really is. It's a real shame. But, you know, the history of the station speaks for itself. It's pretty amazing what's gone on over here in the last 100 years. And what an honor it is to be a little bit a part of it every day. If you're traveling 84 eastbound coming into Farmington right now, we have an accident, tractor trailer and a vehicle. They had the right lane blocked. It looks like it's all in the right shoulder now. So just a momentary slowdown getting by that. After that, good ride into Hartford. Westbound 84 is in great shape, burning through downtown out into Farmington. Both sides of 91 moving very well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384 okay. So the river 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury into East Hartford. Middletown's okay. Waterbury's looking good. In downtown Waterbury, 84 and 891 in the Parkway, moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
This morning we have a large area of high pressure centered over Maine and New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. And as a result of that high being there, we've got clear sky, except where there's fog in some of the river valleys. Clear sky from Maine down into New Hampshire, Vermont, most of Massachusetts, except the southwest corner, much of Rhode Island, and even eastern Connecticut, largely in the clear at the moment. You can see that nice crescent moon in the eastern sky. At the same time, we've got some showers in southeastern New York and parts of southwestern Connecticut. We've got an inverted trough of low pressure into New York State and a frontal system over the mid-Atlantic. So we're kind of right on the fringe between the dry air and the shower activity. So we're partly sunny today. I will leave in the chance for a shower, especially in western and southern parts of the state, and especially this morning. Highs in the 70s this afternoon with a light southeast wind. Tonight, varying amounts of cloud cover. Maybe some patchy drizzle and fog around at times, lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. I think we'll see more clouds than sun Saturday, but probably some sun. It'll be more humid. The high will be approaching 80. And while there could be a scattered shower somewhere, should be mostly dry during the daytime, but it turns unsettled Saturday night with showers, areas of rain, and possible thunder. And those showers continue into Sunday morning, taper off during Sunday afternoon. Looks like we'll see some clearing before the end of the day. Highs 80 to 85 Sunday. And Monday's bright and sunny with low humidity and temps in the 70s. Right now, 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
The law firm of Brown, Painderas & Scott wish you a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia, North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-580-7766. 800-580-7766. That's 800-580-7766.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi. I'm Jonathan, founder of Aura Health. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started Aura Health. Aura Health provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to Aura Health's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
We know life gets busy, but seeing a primary care provider regularly is essential to your health. Trinity Health of New England's primary care providers offer comprehensive preventive care, from regular checkups and screenings to addressing health concerns, all to help you stay healthy and get more out of life. Making an appointment is easy. Call 1-833-CU-NOW. That's 1-833-CU-YOU-NOW. Or visit trinityhealthofne.org/primary care. Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to learn more about how to strengthen your portfolio or how to create a 5-star retirement plan. Tune in to Money Wisdom Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
It's 6:16. Boston Red Sox go down last night in the finale. The Toronto Blue Jays final of 2-0. Just two hits for the Sox last night. You lose 2-0, and you're really like, damn, I could have scored 3 at some
point.
That's
the thing. It's one of those, another game that, if you pitch that well and lose, that stinks.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. Really the highlight of the game, though, no home runs, but it was a home run for Rich Hill because he came out of the bullpen, pitched 1 3rd inning, struck out 2 batters as well, and just a great start for him, obviously. Coming out of the bullpen, getting the job done. The Sox will now head up to Detroit for a weekend series with the Tigers. They get going at 6:40 tonight. Tanner Houck on the mound. The Yankees off last night. They're back in the stadium tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Marcus Stroman, first pitch at 7:05. Mets come away with a 3-2 win in Arizona, winning the rubber game of that 3-game set. So it's a good win for them as they head off to Chicago now to face the league's worst White Sox at 8:10 tonight. And Hartford last night, the Yard Goats used a lot of small ball and one long ball to roll to a big win over Binghamton. Wrap up with our guy, Jeff Dooley.
Thank you, Matt. The Hartford Yard Goats won for the 4th time in 5 games as they downed the Binghamton Rumble Ponies 7-1 at Duncan Park. Blake Adams pitched well in that. It goes 6 innings, allowed just 1 run. He had 2 walks and had 5 strikeouts, picking up his 2nd straight win. Luis Moreno was hit with the loss, and a nice 3-run home run by Juan Guerrero, his first in the Eastern League as he went into the top tank at right field. A 3-run blast leading the Goats to a victory.
Yeah, that 3-run blast, by the way, it was 4-1 at that point. They ended up winning 7-1. And what's beautiful about the Yard Goats is that when they score 5 runs or more on certain nights, if they score 5 runs or more, you get 6 free boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
Yeah, with the proof of a ticket. And it was nice because there was 2 outs in the 8th. They were already up 4-1. And then he came up with 2 men on. And this was like their last at bat, basically. And he cranked one over the fence.
People realize it?
Oh, yeah. It was like,
corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs.
I went to a Washington Capitals game in the early 90s where if they score 6 goals, everyone gets a free slice. And I swear, when they scored the sixth goal, the place, it's like,
oh, it's outstanding.
Was going to get $1 million.
It's outstanding. it was even better. Like probably I think it was the inning before that, they stole a second base. And the promotion at night is if somebody stole second base, you got a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A on the way out as well. So we got like... We got some chicken sandwiches. We got some Buffalo Wild Wings. And they also gave us like a free dessert at 110 Grill. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Your whole weekend is
seriously
set.
Yard Goat's taking care for sure. It was nice, real nice. UConn football, of course, opens up tomorrow on the road against Maryland. It'll be a noon start. They go in as 20-point underdogs there. They'll have a home opener at the Rent against Merrimack next week. And tickets are cheap, $15-$20. Go out, tailgate, have some fun. It'll be a good time for sure. A couple upsets at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. Naomi Osaka gets bounced in her second-round matchup against Carolina Muchova, 6-3, 7-6. And late last night, Carlos Alcaraz, the number 3 ranked in the world, gets bounced by some guy's name I can't even pronounce. It's Botik Vanda Zanschulp, 6-1, 7-5, 6-4.
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah. Nine in the jad.
It's from Office Space. Yeah. It's not a racist comment.
6:19. Let's head over to the Brad Payne Dears and Scott Traffic Center, see what's going on with Mark Christopher.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Some good news out in Farmington. That earlier accident, 84 eastbound between 39A and 40, has cleared from the right shoulder. So things moving well now. Farmington out into Vernon. Both sides of 91. OK Cromwell up into Winter Locks. 291, 384 OK east of the river. Two westbounds moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury's OK. 84 and 8. If you're traveling toward New Haven, easy ride 91 and the Parkway. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Getting rid of these people here. First, Mr. Samir not going to work here anymore anyway.
Oh, my gosh. The first 45 minutes of that movie, those are the two Bobs who are the consultants who are going to fire everybody. I mean, Mike Judge, the first 45 minutes of that movie are just incredible. It's just...
What would you say it is? That you do here.
The pleasure is all on this side of the table. I mean, it's just, and Jennifer Aniston, who's a massive star, has this like, you know, it's just weird kind of role, but she does a great job.
I mean, perfect.
And the dude on the other side of the wall in the apartment, I mean, you know who would have played that role great is that guy from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, like, Danny McBride, yeah.
It would have been so good.
Been great.
Listen, quick look at your weekend forecast here. I don't know why it made me so giddy. That just made me laugh. Today, partly sunny, chance for a shower in the 70s. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun, maybe a spot shower, approaching 80. Then it's going to get some rain overnight Saturday into Sunday. Sunday showers ending by early afternoon, some clearing 80 to 85. And if you have Monday off for Labor Day, sunny and in the 70s. I did want to point out...
By the way, we don't have off on Monday. And we'll be here.
We'll be here live.
Yeah, Tim Restall's coming in too, he told me last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
He's like, you busy on Monday? And I'm like, yeah, we're so busy on Monday. Woof, it's going to be rough. But Tim will join us for about an hour. Their final week of home games, he's got a humdinger of a week. You know, because it's challenging for them because, you know, a lot of back to school and stuff like that. And I will tell you, I don't know what the crowd was like. If you have a fair weather evening this time of year during the week, it's the best time to go.
It's the best.
You can, you know, it's just seating is awesome. And it's just really a fun. I've just been so converted to the minor league stuff because when I pay $100 for a ticket, you know, I'm really engaged in the game. But sometimes I want to just sort of like hang and drift in and out. And it's just a great, I just love all of it. I got to tell you, they got to vet it a little better, but the little kid race.
It's the baby goat race
is
the best.
Favorite thing.
I jumped up last night when it was about time.
But, you know, I saw one where they let the kid cut the corner a little bit.
Oh, no.
You got a clothesline if he does that. And then you got to get an even matchup. Sometimes you get a 12-year-old against a couple 10s, and it's a drubbing. But those are my favorite. And we should do something like they do in Pittsburgh, or I don't know if it's Pittsburgh or Chicago, with like they have the sausage race or whatever, or the president's race in D.C. is the best.
Who's the Mr. Freeze guy?
Oh, that's in Atlanta?
I think you're right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they have the resources to do something like that, and I don't know who we would do, but I love mascot races.
Oh,
I would
great.
Like mascot fights. I mean, like, I love all that stuff. Anyway, I wanted to point out, because yesterday The Athletic came out and ranked all its teams from 1 to 134, and they ranked UConn at 120 out of 134. And, you know, everyone, because there's not a lot to write about right now, wrote something on it. And, you know, I look almost incredibly consistently. CBS Sports has always, CBSSports.com has always had a full ranking of every team. Always have it, and it's all 134. And right now, they have UConn at 128, so it's even worse than 120. And here's what I want to say to you in terms of why I think it's silly. I won't say stupid. I think it's a little bit of a too edgy of a term, but in this world of transfer, you don't know what they have. You don't know if they're
true.
If they're going like this. Evers kid could be awesome. Their receivers, I'm told, are pretty good. They may be legitimately really good. I'm not saying they're in the top 50 or 75. I'm just saying the difference between 105. Okay, I'll just randomly. I didn't even look at it. The 105 in the country is Old Dominion. Are you telling me that you know with certitude that Old Dominion's a lot better than UConn? No. And so... Neither of these people who do the rankings, it might be on some statistical elements about strength of schedule opponents and past record or whatever. But the bottom line is that anyone who's not doing straight data churning, they're focused on the top 30 teams.
Yeah.
They don't give a hoot about
picking names out of a hat after that.
I mean, what's the difference between Middle Tennessee and Central Michigan? I mean, nobody knows. So I'm not saying you should be like super duper optimistic. I'm just saying that they might be okay. I'm not saying they will be, but they might be fine. And their schedule, they got a couple of Punch and Judy. So, you know, they should. I mean, if they don't win more than four games, it's a problem because they got a couple of teams there they absolutely need to beat. And I also want to point out, because UMass is the comp, one of my buddies who lives in Amherst, Missouri is coming to UMass. How does that happen? Because usually you go to these big conference schools.
Missouri's, what, 11th right now, I think?
What do they do? And I mean,
drub Murray State 51-0 last night.
What if they come and they, like, honestly, the way these teams, now Missouri doesn't travel like some of the big-time schools, but there's a strong chance that Missouri will bring more fans to that game than UMass. And it'll be so – I almost want to go to the game just because, I mean, I can't believe they're coming to visit. I mean, UMass even worse than UConn.
Yeah. That's going to be –
They're the 130th team in the country. I was shocked when I heard that because UMass isn't going to pay them $500,000 just to make that trip. So they must have signed some contract whoever that AD
sacrificial
got fired.
Lamb.
I don't really understand that. But anyway, take those rankings with a grain of salt, people. UConn could be just fine. Your time's 627.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health.
and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
There will be another shower or two around today in parts of the state, but much of the day should be dry and partly sunny. Highs in the comfortable 70s this afternoon. Currently 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend, so please use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mario Injury Lawyers.
And now, a WTIC news update.
6:31. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. As we move through the Labor Day holiday travel period, and it's beginning this morning, Connecticut State Police are pushing road safety with that increase in traffic expected between now and Monday night. Sergeant Luke Davis wants people to remember the slow down move over law when it comes to people working on the side of a highway or vehicles disabled.
That goes for Department of Transportation crews. It goes for tow truck operators. It goes for medical, fire department, anybody who may have any reason to be working on a public roadway. That exists for their safety.
State Police Trooper First Class Aaron Pelletier was struck and killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this year.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
While conducting a motor vehicle stop. At a town hall meeting with supporters in Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump gave his support for in vitro fertilization. The Alabama Supreme Court's ruling earlier this year that destroying fertilized embryos for IVF amounts to abortion. Trump's been trying to put that issue away ever since and is now out with a new proposal.
For IVF, and I've been looking at it, and what we're going to do is for people that are using IVF, which is fertilization, the government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company.
While he gives his take on issues like that, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, give their first major sit-down interview of the presidential campaign so far. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
It was an exclusive interview with CNN, and it covered a wide range of issues, including whether Harris would change U.S. policy toward Israel.
I remain committed since I've been on October 8th to what we must do to work toward a two-state solution, where Israel is secure, and in equal measure, the Palestinians have security and self-determination and dignity.
Harris also said as president she would not ban fracking, even as she remains committed to green energy policies. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A police investigation is being launched in Plymouth after their community was targeted in a cyber attack. Police say the town funds were stolen in that attack. As police describe it, a town vendor was victimized in the attack and emails were compromised. The police haven't shared how much money was stolen or when it happened. Vernon police arrest a man from town who allegedly exposed himself to a child. Police say 55-year-old John Tobia allegedly flashed the child at the Spare Time Entertainment bowling alley and entertainment venue on Talcaville Road. Tobia is charged with public indecency, risk of injury to a minor, and breach of peace. Bond is $250,000. Two firefighters are receiving hospital care after battling a house fire in Greenwich early Thursday morning. Officers say that their crews responded to a home in the area of Ridge and Bruce Park just after 4 a.m. The house that was on fire had been under construction. Crews put out hot spots from a safe distance, which caused delays. Two firefighters were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. It's not clear how they were hurt. The fire marshal and state police are teaming up to investigate the cause. Markets are currently pointing higher in their futures, with the Dow up 67 points. S&P 500 futures 20 points higher. NASDAQ futures also up about 120 points. WTIC News Time is 6:34.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a testose. And if that testose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to NortheastMensHealth.com. We have five offices across the Northeast to serve you.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection from the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso, 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Columbia Implant Center in Manchester offers the leading edge in technology, which allows for dental procedures start to finish in one day. From a single tooth replacement to complete reconstruction, we do it all. Call 860-730-6020 or columbiaimplantcenter.com.
Life can be unpredictable at times, but you shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of someone else's negligence. If you've been in an accident or work-related injury and it's not your fault, you need a lawyer who knows how to get you the fair and just compensation you deserve. At Brown, Payne, Dearis, and Scott, our team of personal injury lawyers have over 100 years of combined experience. At BPS Lawyers, you get more than a lawyer. You get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Bruce Newman is responsible for the content of this ad.
WTIC News Time is 6:36. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules a Jewish family has the free speech right to blanket their yard with signs decrying hate and racism after their next-door neighbor hurled an anti-Semitic slur at them during a property dispute a decade ago. The court decided Simon and Toby Galapo were expressing and exercising their rights under the Pennsylvania Constitution when they erected protest signs on their property and pointed them squarely at the neighbor's house in the Philadelphia suburbs. a total of 23 signs over a span of years, with messages like, no place for racism, and woe to the racists, woe to the neighbors. One of Mexico's formerly most powerful drug kingpins is set to be released today from a U.S. federal prison in Indiana.
57-year-old Ociel Cardenas was sentenced to 25 years in a plea deal. He has served 18 of those. His sentence was reduced for good conduct. Once the leader of the powerful Gulf cartel, Cardenas was convicted of cocaine and marijuana trafficking and money laundering. He's also credited with starting Mexico's Zetas, former elite army soldiers who went rogue.
Correspondent Adrian Bard. A British tabloid reports that Prince Harry quietly slipped into the UK for a family funeral earlier this week. Brian and Matt, also attended by his estranged brother, the Prince of Wales.
William and Harry both attended the funeral of their beloved uncle, Lord Fellows, this past Wednesday, placing them in the same room for the first time this year. The Sun tabloid reports the brothers sat separately and discreetly towards the back of the church in rural Norfolk and weren't seen to speak. Earlier, sources close to the Duke of Sussex had suggested Harry wouldn't attend the funeral out of security concerns. There's been no comment from the palace. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Continued drama.
Yeah, the royals.
Lord Fellows.
Lord Fellows.
Lord Fellows. So distinguished.
I take it.
Yeah.
Be nice.
It sounds like a video game villain. I'm just going to say it. Like, Lord Fellows sounds like a video game villain.
The Earl of Sandwich. I love that stuff. Thank you, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Penderis and Scott Traffic Center.
Play a little, do a little Royals traffic here.
That's the music that plays when I come down the stairs.
Candle, yeah.
Water out of my way, peasants.
We have Brian no more Shackman. Cake.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Honorable Brian Shackman. Hey, guys, if you're heading into Hartford right now, things are looking good overall. Both sides of 84 in great shape. Farmington out into the Vernon exits. If you're 91 north and southbound, that moves well. Crummel up into Winter Locks. 291, 384, okay, so the river 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and east. Hartford quiet. Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 91 in the park, we're doing very well heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, this morning, we find the state kind of right on the edge between dry air associated with high pressure centered over Maine and New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, and some showers and moisture coming in from the west. We have seen some showers overnight into this morning, especially across the southwestern half of the state. Radar is relatively quiet right now. There's a couple of widely scattered returns. You still might run into a spot shower, sprinkle, or a little drizzle, especially to the south and west. Much of the day today should be dry. I think we have to leave in the chance for a passing shower, but otherwise we'll look for clouds to mix with some sun and high temperatures in the comfortable 70s this afternoon. Should also point out that the sky is pretty clear across much of eastern Connecticut right now, and that clear sky extends all the way up into Canada to the north and out into the North Atlantic to the northeast. So that cloud cover and scattered shower activity kind of bisects the state this morning. We're right on the fringe of it. And again, most of the time today will be dry, but you still could run into a passing shower. Otherwise, partly sunny with those highs in the 70s and a light southeast wind. Now, tonight we'll see partly cloudy to variably cloudy sky conditions, maybe some patches of drizzle and fog, lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Saturday, it looks like we'll have more clouds than sun, although some sun will try to get in there. And it's going to be a bit more humid as dew points rise through the 60s. The temperature approaches 80 tomorrow. And you can't rule out a scattered shower, but the majority of the daylight hours should be dry for Saturday. Now, that changes Saturday night as unsettled weather begins to develop and a cold front approaches from the west. Looks like we'll see showers, areas of rain, and possibly some thunder during Saturday night. Patchy fog to boot. Lows in the mid to upper 60s, rather muggy. And it'll be humid Sunday. We'll still have some showers around into the morning and maybe into the first part of the afternoon as well. As we go through the mid to late afternoon, looks like maybe a clearing trend develops. The timing of that has slowed down a little bit since yesterday. Temperature is about, let's say, 80 to 85 Sunday. Depends how much sun manages to get in. And then after that, we're going to see decreasing humidity and a nice stretch of weather next week. Looks sunny for Monday, Labor Day, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Comfortably low humidity and temperatures in the 70s all 3 days. Right now in Hartford, it's 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career and they talked to me about it.
He was done in just months.
I did do it online.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at My Computer Career.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon. Always building.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number, one more time, is 860-440-PAIN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Yeah, we'll start with the Boston Red Sox as they go down last night in the finale with the Toronto Blue Jays. A final of 2-0. The Blue Jays had as many runs as the Red Sox had hits last night. Yeah, two. That's it for the Sox. But the main event, really, of the game last night was seeing Rich Hill come out of the bullpen in the seventh inning. 44-year-old Rich Hill made his season debut, and in doing so became the only active player to play in a game for 20 straight seasons. And he pitched damn well, just a one and a third, but struck out two batters, really did well. So his role may increase with the Boston Red Sox moving forward here the rest of the season. The Sox now head up to Detroit for a weekend series with the Tigers. They get going tonight at 6:40 here on WTIC. Tanner Houck has the ball for Boston. The Yankees enjoyed the day off yesterday, hopefully corrected some stuff. They couldn't see Anthony Rizzo return this weekend to the Bronx. We'll see what happens when the lineup card comes out today from Aaron Boone. But they'll face the St. Louis Cardinals tonight at 7:05. Marcus Stroman will be on the mound. The Mets win the rubber game out in the desert against the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2. Pete Alonso homers in this one, moving him alone to third all-time on the Mets home run list, just ahead of Mike Piazza now. Mets maybe a bit of an easier weekend. We'll see what happens. They head into Chicago to face the White Sox, who lost their 103rd game of the season yesterday, 2-1 to the Rangers. Hartford last night, the Yard Goats used a lot of small ball up until that eighth inning homer. They had 10 singles, 10 hits, and they were all singles. So a lot of small ball last night, but they got it done. 7-1 winners over the Binghamton Rebel Ponies last night. Tonight, 7:10 start out at the ballpark, 6 o'clock. The gates open. It's the popular Princess and Pirate tonight out at the ballpark tonight. College football last night, the CCSU, yeah, rough opener, obviously, against Central Michigan. They go down 66-10. So we'll see what happens next weekend. Hopefully they can correct some stuff when they face Fordham back at home in New Britain. Also, number 11, Missouri, number 22, Kansas, number 12, Utah, number 24, North Carolina State. All ranked winners last night by pretty wide margins. UConn football opens up tomorrow on the road against Maryland. It's a noon start against the Terrapins, and they are 20-point underdogs in this one. We'll see what happens, though. They have their home opener, of course, at the Rent next weekend against Merrimack. Head out there, like I said, $15, $20 seats, tailgate, bring out the little grill with some charcoal.
Why not?
Invite your 10 best friends. It'll be fun. We also found out yesterday morning that the Patriots will go with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May for their opener against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. Obviously, they don't want Drake May to get crushed by that Cincinnati defense. So.
But what's going
to
change in week five? You know what I mean?
I know.
They're not going to get like.
They have a tough schedule. If you look, especially their first like six games, it's pretty tough.
And they're not like growing linemen in a matrix lab somewhere. Like, no. They're not going to get better.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. And the San Francisco 49ers make Brandon Ayuk very happy. 4 years, $120 million extension for him, and now he can finally put some pads on and do what he does. Right now it's 6:49. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center, see how the roads are building up this morning. Friday, maybe not at all, with Mark Christopher. Mark?
Matt, the only delay I'm seeing right now, 84 eastbound, you're going to lose a little speed as you move into the Hartford Tunnel down to the Bulky Bridge. Westbound 84, that looks great, burning out into Farmington. Both sides of 91, easy ride, Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound moving well, Glastonbury to East Hartford, quiet, Middletown. Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8, 91 in the Parkway, easy ride heading toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8 WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Well, if you're in eastern Connecticut right now, you've got a pretty clear sky, but western areas are mostly cloudy, and you still might have a sprinkler spot shower around. As we go through the day, it's mostly dry, partly sunny. Still can't rule out a passing shower, especially to the south and west. Highs in the 70s this afternoon. Partly cloudy to variably cloudy tonight. Maybe some patchy drizzle and fog around lows upper 50s and low 60s. More clouds than sun tomorrow, but generally dry. There could be a spot shower. It's more humid with a high approaching 80. The wet weather comes in Saturday night into Sunday morning, tapering down Sunday afternoon. Sunday's highs 80 to 85. Currently in Hartford, 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. By the way, I'm going to be filling in over at Channel 3 tonight, Monday and Tuesday, if you want to see my ugly graying mug on television.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's just
go no makeup one day. See what the difference is.
Well, when I did some stuff in the field in Oxford for them the day after the storm. I was raining. I was like, I'm not putting makeup on. And out in the field, it's easier. Like in the studio with the way the lights are, you'd be shocked at how awful I would look.
Just a raw Brian Shackman in the wild.
Stuff even my wife doesn't want to see. listen, last night I had to go to a function for my wife's school, so I didn't get to... I came home only to see the very tail end of the Kamala Harris interview with Dana Bash on CNN. And so I watched it all this morning. And, you know, I have a lot of observations about it. And, you know, on social media, it all depends on where you're coming from politically. Dana Bash is getting criticized quite a bit for her follow-ups, right? I mean, because if you watch enough politics, if you do interviews, it's the follow-ups that matter. And it's not just what you follow up on, it's how you do it. And politicians are tough because they can stonewall on even the first follow-up, maybe even the second. So then the journalist needs to make the decision on how far they want to go. I thought Dana Bash, you know, when it came to, like, she asked the question of, you know, why her positions have changed on things like fracking and immigration. Could she have pushed further? Maybe. But she did actually come back to the actual question when it wasn't answered. She probably, the bigger criticism I would have for her is some of her questions were leading questions, and sometimes she sort of let Harris off the hook with the question. But I thought she did okay on the follow-ups. And, you know, she asked her to begin with what she'd do on day one, and it was a bit of an equivocating answer, but she basically said, you know, I'm going to do what I can to help the middle class, and talked about the child tax credit and so on and so forth. And if it were only true, right? I mean, the biggest attention is paid to the highest earners and the lowest earners, right? And as a card-carrying member of the middle class, there's not often a lot of help there. And so I wonder if that'll actually... will happen. Really quickly, the biggest vulnerability, in my opinion, of Harris right now is the border. And I can't give the whole answer, but most of the clips don't have the front end of the answer. So I have the front end of the answer, but can't show the whole clip. So she was asked about, you know, her position on the border relative to why you waited so long and why you now suddenly strong on it.
The number of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this, that Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. Mm-hmm. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support. And Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border. And because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
So, I mean, ultimately, which that line she says, since we began that work, I mean, that bill, by the way, was nearly 3 years into the administration. So I think it still doesn't really solve the real initial problem. Is that why weren't you working on this more intensely from the outset? And she did not satisfy people who were critical on that end. Let me zip through a couple of observations. I don't think Walz should have been there at all. And if he was going to be there, she should have done the first 30 minutes alone and then brought him in. Mm. After the first question, he didn't answer another one for quite some time, but he should not have been there. The other observation I shared earlier, I'll repeat it for people who are just joining us, this protection of her, in listening and watching her, forget about, you know, where political leanings are, just in observing this as I've done over years, she needs to do more of it, not less. She needs to work on her game. And a bunch of people have done a lot of, like, slow down framing. Look, it appears she's actually subtly referencing notes. And, you know, some people think that's bad. I don't really have an opinion on it, but it's obviously it was so subtle that you really had to look, and I think it's true. I think she was looking down at something a couple of times, which some people would think.
Well, the problem with that is like she's not going to have notes on September 10th.
Right, and she should know her stuff. That's why she needs to do more of it. And so, and a couple other things. So Walt shouldn't have been there. The follow-ups and Dana Bash is sort of split down the middle. She's in a tough spot because she talks about a new way forward, but she's still in this administration, so she can't bash what has happened with the Biden administration, really, because she's in it. But yet she has to convince people that things will be different. That's a really tough needle to thread, and I don't know if she was successful or not. I do think the border is her most vulnerable spot. I would basically say the best line of the whole interview is when she referred to former President Donald Trump. You know, who he beats down, and we need less beating down and more lifting up. I thought that was a good line. She did say that she would be open to appointing a Republican to her cabinet, kind of said she would do it. And when asked about some of the things that Trump has said about her, she did one of those next questions. And I'm not sure, like, in some ways I'm like, okay, be above the fray. But I'm wondering if that was more like, oh, I don't want to do this, or because she must have known that was going to get asked.
Yeah.
So I can't tell if she just wasn't ready to address it or she's trying to act like she's above the fray. I don't really know ultimately, you know, what that was. But I do think that she didn't shoot herself in the foot, but she certainly didn't light it on fire. And if you're a supporter of her, I don't know why you wouldn't want her doing this every other day. And the truth is, I don't know why these people don't get it. She should go on Fox News. Like, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If you have faith in what you're doing, you believe in yourself, and you know your stuff,
that's
no
the difference between her.
Buttigieg does it all the time.
And Donald Trump does it too. He goes
well,
over
he
on
CNN.
He
hasn't sat down with NBC, but you know, and some others. But he talks to. He talks a lot to a lot of people. You have to give him some credit for that, for sure. So anyway, they have it broken up into three parts on CNN.com. If you want to listen to it in full, you'll probably find it on YouTube. Your time's 6:58.
Don't miss this. The August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.